Welcome into the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock. It's our Gatorade one-on-one, and we are looking at the preseason, which starts 1 week from Sunday. Mike, of course, will be in the booth as the color analyst on NBC 10, and the Eagles getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts. I guess there's a long way to go between now and then in this day-by-day world, Mike, but I can't stop thinking about what it's going to be like to see a game against another team where you tackle and you can kind of make some observations that really mean something.
You know, it almost has become a year-round calendar in the NFL, and we get excited about OTAs and mini camps and whatever, and as good as they are, and they're fun, it's nothing like training camp and preseason, because once you put the pads on and you can talk about it all you want, you can watch young guys, how they develop in shorts, but you really don't know what is going to happen until they get out there in a real game.
So you watch practice. You see the tempo here. What do the coaches take from a practice that includes a lot of reps, very high tempo, but no tackling, no live periods?
Everybody's got different feelings on whether you should tackle or not. I just left Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where the Steelers are, and at the beginning of every team practice, they tackle live, and they get after it. And I kind of like that, because in today's modern world, when you don't tackle at all in the preseason or in preseason practices, then you get into the games, your starting team plays a series or two week one, couple series week two, a half week three, and hardly at all week four. So if you're a defensive back, you might get 8 or 10 live tackles in that entire time frame. And then you got to come out week one in the regular season on Monday Night Football and tackle.
Yeah.
I think that's difficult.
Mike, as you look ahead to Sunday and the Colts, what kind of storylines are forming in your mind?
You know, I look at this team and I think they're going to score points. I mean, offensively, the Philadelphia Eagles were number 3 in points scored a year ago. This is a matchup league, and the Philadelphia Eagles are a matchup nightmare. And it doesn't matter whether it's Sproles or Ertz or outside with Matthews or with the new kid from USC, Aguilar. They're a matchup nightmare, and I think they're going to run the football better than they did a year ago. Downhill, physical, and tough. But my whole thing is how good you get on defense. And what I saw today, I think the corners and the safeties are more athletic. I think the front seven is going to be outstanding, and you can't afford any injuries with your outside linebacker.
Let's talk about the wide receivers. It looks like Jordan Matthews primarily in the slot still, whether that remains mm-hmm. that way. But what are the advantages of lining Jordan Matthews inside rather than having him go outside and then maybe when you want to selectively move him inside?
I like his size inside. And, you know, it doesn't really matter whether he's a 4-5 guy or a 4-6 guy inside. You look at the Julian Edelmans and the Wes Welkers. They weren't real fast, but they were real quick. They use quickness to create separation. I think Matthews uses size to create separation. And I think the advantage for a quarterback is you need somebody who's going to win quickly in the slot. And I think with that big body, it's like a basketball rebound. You get low post position, and that's for Sam Bradford, that's shooting darts.
Yeah, and for Sam Bradford, let's talk about him. He's getting all the reps as the number one quarterback. We don't know how much he'll play in the preseason. You want to get him ready for September 14th in Atlanta. How many reps does he need to get all the rust knocked off in a game situation?
I don't know the answer to that. I do know that what I look forward to for your entire team, but especially Sam Bradford, are the joint practices with the Ravens. Because when you go against another team in practice, not a game, but in practice, you get the advantage of all the looks, all the sub packages, working with your guys in a quasi-live situation where nobody's going to be around your feet. They stay away from the quarterback. So I think those joint practices, the quarterbacks get all the benefits of first-team reps against a different defense, and it minimizes people rolling into your legs and getting hurt in a preseason game.
You're a DB guy. You know the Eagles have gone out and added 6 defensive backs, traded Brandon Boykin, whole new look, an approach that they want to be physical, they want to be at the line of scrimmage in press coverage. Your thoughts on what will need to be done to make this successful?
I mentioned earlier, if the Eagles want to win a division and make a dent in the playoffs, the key is getting better on defense and on the back end especially. So you look at the corner situation, you spend an awful lot of money on Maxwell. He looks like the real deal. Eric Rowe, a second-round pick, I'm very familiar with him. He's the real deal. I think the key is, who's the other safety? Can it be Thurman? You play with him, it's like a safety with corner feet. So I think they've significantly upgraded the talent on the back end.
Many, many things to watch as the Eagles get ready for the preseason opener. 1 week from Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field. Mike Mayock in the booth, part of the Eagles Television Network broadcast. I'll be on the sidelines And we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Don't forget Scotty Graham now.
That's, how can you forget Scotty Graham?
Here we go.
Mike Mack, thanks for joining us.
My
Gatorade
pleasure.
One-on-one in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.